good morning. This is Right Here, Right Now, brought to you by Right Choice Services. At Right Choice Services, we develop individualized programs to help clients find that book inside of them they have always wanted to write. And I'm your host, Tim Morrison. On Right Here, Right Now, we interview business leaders, entrepreneurs, and professionals about their work and the writing they engage in as part of their work. My co-host and producer of Right Here, Right Now is Kevin Finn. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Dr. Tim.
Did you notice that our guests were dancing to the intro music?
I did, indeed.
The first time that happened was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
After almost 2 years on the show, we finally get them dancing in the aisles.
We've hit a roll.
Hey, you haven't mentioned your girlfriend lately. How are things in that area?
Great. I just got back from Auburn last weekend. For St. Patrick's Day, I went there, hung out, and we were completely lazy all weekend. Didn't go out and do the old partying. I'm too old for that now. So just relaxed. Just relaxed and watched movies, and it was nice.
So that means you're going to be your best form for this show today, right?
Exactly.
Well, good.
So who are the lovely guests that you brought in today?
Well, we're going to get there. I got to do my intro here because I like this intro. You probably don't even know the name Barry Manilow.
Of course I know Barry
Oh,
Manilow.
Okay. Well, as I said in the promo online, with a nod to Barry Manilow and a twist of the title of one of his songs, we're going to look at the difference an entrepreneur can make to one's business by shifting focus, changing emphasis, realigning priorities, or any of these things together. Andrea Rosenthal and Tricia Malloy have appeared on previous Right Here, Right Now broadcasts. In fact, it was an interview that I did of Tricia on Stone Payton's show, High Velocity, that allowed me to be doing this the way I've been doing this. And thought it would be, and then I had Tricia on back in January of 2012. I thought it'd be good to have her on again today. Andrea, we had on back, and I believe it was June of 2011. Yeah, I can remember these things. But I've asked them to return to talk about the changes that they have made over the months in since their previous appearances. You know, what impact have those changes had? What have they learned about themselves, the marketing, the growth of their business? And what advice they offer for others so that others can bring new energy and vitality to their businesses. Just very simple things for you guys today, right? Not a problem. Okay. Well, Tricia Malloy is a leadership speaker on change management and professional development through wise business practices. She wrote Working with Wisdom, 10 Universal Principles for Enlightened Entrepreneurs. She also has a program, or she has e-books, Crave Your Goals and Design Your Ideal Life. One of her most solid programs is Crave Your Goals, and she and I have a running joke as to how I have made Clear the Clutter part of my business plan, and we'll get into that. Andrea Rosenthal is a career management and business coach at Career Solutions, where she supports individuals in identifying their unique skills, passions, interests, and values. And those qualities are then matched with the careers that contribute to meaningful work. We're going to start with Tricia. Alphabetically, first, M comes before R.
And then that's how you figured it out.
Yeah, that's how I figured it out. Well, it's always ladies first, and then we go by alphabetical, so that there's I don't get accused of favoritism. Welcome, Tricia.
You're a wise man, Tim.
I work at it. Thank you. So you've made some changes, starting with your book.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is a book show, so that makes sense. My book, Divine Wisdom at Work, came out in 2006, and I soon realized that the word divine had a religious connotation to it for some people, and my work is not religious, and so I thought, well, how can I maybe revise that to open the doors for more of my corporate work? So it took a couple of years. In fact, last year is when the new book came out, and I changed the title to Working with Wisdom. That's the name of my business. It made sense that that would be the name of the book. And so the revision was as simple as changing the name throughout the book, but also updating the success tips that are in there, because over the years I've come up with some other ways that people can apply these principles in their work and in their life. And then updating the bio, which was fun because I've come a long way in the last few years.
Yes, you have.
Yeah.
Yes, you have.
So the new book came out, and I did a true ebook in both the EPUB and the Mobi styles. Before, my ebook was simply a PDF, which worked for the most part, but when I had the ebook done the right way, it just was really exciting to see all the little bells and whistles that go into to an ebook. So yeah, that came out at the same time.
Well, I want to take a moment to lift that up because, as you know, I work with writers, and a lot of them will say, well, I want an ebook. And that's fine, but what I discover is they mean we're just going to do a PDF and put it out there. There is a vast difference between a PDF ebook and a, quote, real ebook.
You bet, yeah.
And that difference is a lot.
It is, and it's definitely worth the investment.
Sure. So you're kind of, you've been aligning your business, which is part of what some of your 10 steps are, mm-hmm. aren't they?
Yes.
So you're practicing what you preach.
I am.
Imagine that.
Well, I think for any entrepreneur, you have to think of your business as constantly evolving.
Mm-hmm.
So you're paying attention to what your clients and your prospects are looking for. Also, you have to look at what's going on in the economy, what the trends are, and just to keep growing from there.
You sound like a business person.
I am. I've had my own marketing business for 25 years. This is my 25th anniversary year.
Wow.
And so I started that back in the dark ages in 1988. And I think about, you know, what it's like to be a small business owner back then. Certainly we didn't have the internet. I used a Mac because Windows had not been
created
yet, so I didn't want to learn DOS. And my biggest investment, and I remember it like it was yesterday, was buying a fax machine from Office Depot for $2,000.
Oh, my. That was a long time ago,
yeah,
wasn't it?
It's gotten a lot easier to run your own business these days.
Yes, it has. Well, you keep tweaking what you're doing, too, because we were talking earlier that you're pushing your testimony business.
Ah, yes.
Let's talk about that. I like that idea.
Well, so I had my marketing business start in 1988. Then my Working with Wisdom business started in 2006. And I always kept them very separate. There are some similarities, but for the most part, you know, separate websites, separate marketing, all of that. And then a colleague of mine said, you know, I see a direct correlation from your Working with Wisdom work around gratitude and your testimonial writing service, which you love to do so well. And it's true. What I do with my testimonial writing service as part of my marketing is I interview my clients' clients who have agreed to be interviewed and quoted in their marketing, and then I craft up their testimonial quotes for their approval and my clients' approval. And so then the clients get to put them on their LinkedIn profiles and their websites and proposals and emails. And I realize why I love to do that piece of my marketing business is because I get to be the conduit for gratitude.
Oh.
Yeah. So a client who might be delighted with my client's work may not fully express that to them
mm-hmm.
until I do the interview and then craft that quote. And then all of a sudden my client goes, wow, I didn't realize. And then they're excited about it. They share it with their support staff that may not have direct contact with the client. And then, so that's just a whole nother benefit besides the fact that it's a great marketing tool. So I love doing that. I've done over 500 quotes in the last 20 or 25 years.
And you say that again, you enjoy doing this.
I love doing testimonial quotes. Yeah.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. But you've got to, you know what to ask, you know how to approach.
That's it. There is an art and a science to writing quotes. It's always great to have that third party to mm-hmm. do the process instead of trying to do it on your own. I think you get a more candid feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's interesting because I don't necessarily paraphrase what they've said all the time, but it's the essence of what they said. And often my clients will say, wow, I couldn't have said it better myself. And that's the true compliment.
That feels good, doesn't mm-hmm. it? That feels real good. Talk about Crave. That has really blossomed since last you and I talked on air.
Yes. So, let's see. When I first started speaking, I would cover all 10 principles from my book. They're all great principles. They've been around forever. I've just packaged them in a way to make them easier to understand and to apply. Principles like defining your life purpose and staying present and embracing prosperity. And I found, although my audiences seem to be very engaged and inspired, they were often somewhat overwhelmed because it was so much information.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So quickly in my career with Working with Wisdom, I decided, well, let me just focus on five of the most practical of these principles, and that's where CRAVE came about. So CRAVE is an acronym, and it stands for Clean Out the Clutter.
Yes, my favorite.
And that's physical clutter, it's technical clutter, it's emotional clutter, and then raise your energy. I talk about how we're all vibrational energy beings, mm-hmm. and we know, Tim, when someone lights up a room, when they leave it,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's those people that drain your energy and pull you down, and how important it is to be aware of taking good care of yourself and staying positive so that you're vibrating at that high positive level and attracting other people that are at that level. So that's one of the things we talk about. And then A is for affirm success, how to create positive self-talk that helps to counter the negative messages that play in our heads every day. V is for visualize, how to use the power of visualization, whether it's just spending time at the beginning of the day visualizing how your day is going to go, or perhaps creating a vision board. And then the last is express thanks, cultivating that attitude of gratitude. So I do the Crave Your Goals program as an employee development program for companies like Kimberly-Clark and WellStar Health System. And then I also do it as a webinar, and then sometimes I speak at conferences. So that's really the program that I love to do the most. And I can customize it to Crave Your Sales Goals for a sales division, or Crave Your Wellness Goals for a health organization. And that's a lot of fun, is to be able to take that foundation of the Crave and then customize it to what my clients need.
And for you, it's practical and real. This is not just theoretical or airy-fairy.
It is. It is. And once people start to think about, yeah, that's true, I do speak to myself negatively, or I'm not picturing the right things I want to create, or I certainly need to focus more on gratitude, then it's just one step at a time. I say, you know, just play with one of these Crave steps and see how it goes. Have an accountability buddy so that you can support each other, mm-hmm. and then pick up another step and another step. And then tell me, besides the clean out the clutter, Tim, and because I know how many times Tim would call me about every 3 months giggling, and he wouldn't even say who he was, but I knew but from his giggle, and I'd say, okay, what's your Crave story? And he'd share another story. Besides clutter, do you find that one of the other Crave steps you've been able to implement in your business?
Yeah, what I do is the one dealing with the vibrational.
Mm-hmm.
That's a raise your awareness.
Yeah, raise your energy. Gee. Raise your vibrations.
Yeah, and because you know I can measure those things if I work at it.
Yeah.
And so I will approach myself in terms of where am I as I'm doing this, and is that where I need to be?
Mm.
And if I need to be higher, then I will do that. The other thing, and I do this, my secret is you're outing me here.
Yeah.
I've only done this with two clients, but two of my writing clients that I know are aware of this kind of possibility.
Yes.
I've actually calibrated each chapter of their book and asked them, are you happy with that?
Mm-hmm.
And both times they've said no.
Mm.
I said, okay. And then we would just work on that in terms of changing their writing, changing just a word, so that then we would get it up and they'd say, I'd like it to maybe be at a 700 frequency.
Oh, I love that.
And we do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's all about awareness, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
And making conscious choices.
Yeah. Well, do you still, when you're out talking, use the line, as I've heard you use it in the past, I love helping people recognize how wise they really
yes.
are.
Yeah, I love reminding people how wise they are, because we all are. And everything that I share, I look at it as a reminder.
Mm-hmm.
We're all born with this wisdom, but we may not have been, it may not have been supported in our life. And then we get bogged down by the negativity and all of that. And, you know, I write a weekly newsletter, and I recently wrote one on the concept of negativity bias,
mm-hmm.
and the whole idea that it takes three positives to counter a negative.
Yes.
Because it's part of our survival mechanism. And so we have to deal with, you know, being human and dealing mm-hmm. with all that. But once we start to recognize, you know, that we can look at things differently, we can use these types of practices to really enjoy so much more success in our work and our life. And hopefully everyone that's listening knows of someone that lives and works at that level. where they can learn from them about, wow, you know, that person is always so positive and a lot of good things are happening in their life. Maybe there's certain things I can do to change that, because that can be my reality as well.
You actually took a risk, I think, when you dropped the word divine and you kind of repackaged everything. Did you feel it was a risk? Did you feel it was necessary? You know, what advice would you give to business leaders, entrepreneurs, and professionals based upon your experience?
Oh, that's a good question. I really didn't see it as a risk. I thought it was a necessity. But it did take me a couple of years before I made the change. And it's interesting when I spoke earlier about listening to your clients and your prospects. Mm-hmm. And so in certain cases, the word divine wasn't an issue, but in others, it was questioned. Well, is this a religious program? And I'd usually say, you know, if you're comfortable with the work of Stephen Covey, then you'll be comfortable with my work. It's at that level in terms of a spiritual element to it. So, but, you know, for me, divine, when I named the book, divine to me was defined as perfect, I forget what the words that I would use for it, but it wasn't necessarily religious. It was just perfect the way it was. It was the essence of your connection mm-hmm. with a higher mm-hmm. power, but not necessarily religious. And so to me, divine was a great word, but I soon realized that for some people it became an obstacle. So it made sense to make that change.
And it's had a very positive impact, too.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
So tell me about a book that has impacted your life.
Ah, okay. One of the first books I read about practical spirituality was Simple Abundance by Sarah Ban Brethnock, I believe is her name. And what I loved about it is it's set up as a daily read. So from January 1st on, and it brought up things like cleaning out the clutter. And she talked about it from a domestic standpoint. So it was, let's take a look at that closet of yours.
Mm-hmm.
And all the clothes that no longer fit your size or your perhaps lifestyle. And why are you holding on to it? You know, is there emotional connection to it? But does the emotional connection bring you joy or perhaps pull you down? You know, you think about when you bought things and where you wore it, and it just opened up a whole different perspective on something as simple as that.
Wow.
And the idea of, you know, when you let things go, the universe abhors a vacuum,
mm-hmm.
so better things come in its place. And you can look at that from all aspects. But the closet, you know, really resonated with me when I started to think about it. You know, you've got stuff in there, and maybe it's just a woman thing. I don't know, Andrea, if you can relate to this.
Yes.
But, you know, you have stuff in there that you bought and never wore because it was a mistake that you bought it, but for some reason you're holding on to it, and it reminds you of the mistake that you made. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking of a few things in my closet. Yes. So it's not just a woman's thing.
No, it's not.
Well, hey, you know, I got to get Andre in on here. So let me ask, how do people get in touch with you? What's some good contact information for you?
I think the easiest is just my website, which mm-hmm. is TriciaMalloy.com, and that's TriciaMolloy.
Okay. And I know you're willing to sit around while I shift in my seat here,
looking
right?
Enjoy the conversation.
Yeah, thank you, Andrea.
Well, welcome, Andrea. It's good to have you in here again.
It's good to be here, Tim. It's good to be here.
So, career solutions. You talk about the sweet spots in people's lives and in careers. What do you see as the changes you have made since last you were with us?
You know, it's interesting when you had asked me to come on the show, and it gave me an opportunity to really reflect since 2011. What really has changed, and how have I shifted
mm-hmm.
my business? How have I shifted myself? And one of the things that really came strong to me as I started looking at it is in the past, I looked at more transitional work with clients,
mm-hmm.
you know, how to really find that career that fits them. And what I realized as from 2011 to 2013, is that what I kept focusing on is back to my roots. My master's is in counseling. And I kept listening to individuals as they were talking to me, and I kept focusing on what's stopping them from getting what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent more time focusing on really what's stopping you from really getting what you want than what you want. Because what you want, most people, very similar to what Tricia was saying, they have the wisdom. They have the intuition. It's really what's stopping them from allowing that to come out.
Mm-hmm.
So I realized that we were spending a lot more time looking at our past, looking at who we were, looking at our passions, our interests, the kinds of things that keep us stuck. And I'm spending more time really listening to individuals on a deeper level. And we spend more time around transformation than really transition. And that's really been a big change. And I think in my own life as well, I will see that. I've spent, I did a week with Deepak Chopra.
Whoa.
And I really spent much more time last year in meditation. And I do that every day now. And I realize the difference slowing down
mm-hmm.
and really listening inner
oh, really?
Makes, you know. And our society is so so encouraging to be busy, mm-hmm. you know.
It is. I'm enjoying hearing you articulate that because I have felt that. You know, I turned to Andrea to coach me through some stuff. That was not supposed to happen. She was to come to me and hire me to help her write a book. That didn't happen.
It's still in the mind. It's still there.
All in divine order.
That's right.
Yeah. But I tapped into the wealth that is you, and you've helped me to stay on track with my own business. But that getting more focused is what I have felt in our conversations over mm-hmm. over the while. Your workshop event, that's new, isn't it?
Well, the way I do it is new.
Okay.
Actually, I've been, since 2006 when I incorporated, I've been offering a workshop around the focus was career fit.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've shifted from really, in fact, I don't know if I've even mentioned this, but my business title and what I call my business is Life and Career Solutions, not just Career Solutions.
Okay.
And that
making
reflects,
a note of that.
Yes. And that duly noted. And that reflects actually the things that we're talking about right now. So the workshop is really about life purpose mm-hmm. more than what is that, you know, famous career that I've been dying to have. It's really about who you are and what is stopping you from being who you are and really going deeper into having the outer match the inner. You know what I mean?
Let me be mean. There's a lot of stuff out there.
Yes.
How do you differentiate yourself? I know one of the answers I would give, but let me have you answer mm-hmm. that. Seriously, we will help you find yourself. And da-ding-da-ding. What is different about your approach?
Right. I think the two pieces, and there may be more, since you've worked with me, you know, you may add to it as well. But the two pieces I think that really fits is the focus that I have with the individual is really, one, listening to who they are, what they want, what their desires, their motivations, their patterns, their history is. And I think often we try to do a quick fix, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
I don't believe in quick fixes, not anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You have to get to know yourself well. And so that takes a little bit of time to then have the outer life match mm-hmm. who you are. So one differentiator, I think, is that I spend the time. I don't promise a quick fix. I promise transformation. It's not going to be quick. But we will sit down and really get to know each other. And I feel like the piece that I help with is that I do my own work that I ask my clients to do. So I'm doing the meditation. I'm really always reflecting on where I am in my life and how I can better serve.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm helping individuals do that. So that's, I think, one piece that makes a difference. The other piece is my history and background. One, I think counseling background has really served me well and helps my clients, as well as I spent 15 years in the business world. Actually, I think now I've been saying over 15 and it's actually more like 20 is. But I've spent that amount of time in the business world to really see the different personalities, to understand. So I feel like I can identify where they're coming from very quickly so that we can move forward from that place.
Well, you nailed what I would have said. Did you want to go ahead?
Yeah. You've shared with me some of your successes with clients, and mm-hmm. I was always inspired by those stories. Can you share one of those?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We can talk about that. I think that's what, you know, as a counselor and a coach, it's one of the things that keep us motivated is when you listen to other individuals talk about their lives and the transformations that they've had. There's so many different ones. I think one that comes to mind that's particularly exciting, I think, because they made so many changes, was an individual that came to me. He was in sales. He was a dink, you know, dual income, right? No kids. He had pretty much everything you can imagine. He had a very good career. He had finances that were good. Life was pretty good for him. But he realized there was like something missing in his life. You know, there was that meaning, that soulfulness that was missing. So as we worked through and tried to understand better where that was and what he was missing, he realized that one of the things he's always wanted to do and one of his passions was music. Now, this is an individual, when we started, had never been in front of a group of people playing music. He just always had this vision. You know, you talked about vision, Tricia, that vision of wanting to do it. Long story short, this is an individual by the end who had created a band, started playing in different places. Because he was in senior management in sales, one of his skill sets was helping and mentoring other people. So he started mentoring other individuals to play music and to build their businesses as well. And he's very successful. He's having a ball. He said, you know, it doesn't even feel like work. And he's just having a lot of fun with it as well. So that's a quick story of one of the individuals who's really transformed his life. And he shifted in his marriage as well, because his marriage suited his old lifestyle, not his new lifestyle. So he shifted in that as well and kind of downsized based on what he wanted. He said, I don't need all these things that I have. I really, you know, enjoy the music and enjoy being with the people. And his whole life has really shifted and transformed. And he just wakes up in the morning excited and alive for what he's doing.
Sounds like he cleared the clutter, raised his frequency, all of that stuff.
Exactly. That was my next statement. Absolutely.
Well, see, what I notice is you don't promise a quick fix. And there are so many quick fixes out there. Do these five steps. Yeah. And I really treasure the fact that you have the academic credentials. There are so many coaches that they passed a test somewhere.
If that.
My bias is coming out here, but you know, but seriously. And I like to think that I'm one of your success stories.
You are, absolutely. I talk about you all the time in my workshop, Tim.
Uh-oh. But I had the courage to go ahead and dream. And that's what you've had me doing, was dreaming. And Tricia, you've kind of done the same thing from the very first when we met you, and you took everything I threw at you and came back and just challenged me, and that's been exciting. What's the biggest hurdle that people face, do you think, Andrea?
I think it's one of the things. There's a few that I see as consistent, but one of the things I see is the shoulds. I think what I hear often from individuals is they, once we get to clarity on what they want, you know, that awareness that you all talked about earlier, we get the awareness, we understand who it is they are, what they want, then all of a sudden the shoulds come in. And the shoulds aren't their own voice. That's okay if it's their own voice, we can talk about that. But normally the shoulds are not their own voice. And to be able to move, to understand where the shoulds come from, and to move past the shoulds, into really moving forward into what is important to them and what really enlivens them and is soulful for them has been difficult for a lot of clients.
Well, then how do you monitor yourself and your own growth?
Well, I think that's a great question. And I feel very, I don't know if proud is the right word, but authentic in what I tell clients, I do myself. So I have a coach. I work once a week with them. And we look at who I am, reflect on where I want to go, make sure that I'm always authentic in moving forward in what I offer my clients, that I'm there to serve, that I make sure that if there's any ego, that moves, you know, aside, right? Because that gets in the way as well. And that I'm honest and authentic in my actions, and that my inner matches my outer, or my outer matches my inner as well. So I think that, and I really encourage individuals to find a mentor or coach, an individual that can support them and that is honest, you know, and tells them gives them a hard look at themselves as well and challenges them as well.
That's a really good answer. I like that. I like that. Can you cite a book that's influenced your life?
You know, I was thinking about that based on being on the radio show. And there's several that really hit me. But I think the one recently that has really impacted my life, because it's very similar to the message that I believe and obviously the message that I share with my clients as well, is the Eckhart Tolle book, The Power of Now.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I realize in our society is that there's a lot of inner pressure and outer pressure to be busy, to achieve, to do more, to have more, right? And one of the things that he reminds us of is about staying centered, about staying relaxed, about staying authentic, and being in the present. And you can still be productive. You can still be proactive. But it's all about staying present in the moment and mm-hmm. really enjoying that moment, because we don't get it back. You
That's
know, this
right.
moment we don't get back, you know.
That's right.
And so that really resonates with me. And I think he says it much more beautifully than I do. But that's how it resonates with me and hits me as well.
That's great. So people want to be in touch with you. What's the best way to do that?
I do have a website. I do have an email. I actually love it when I'm happy for people to call me. I'm still old-fashioned in that, yes. But I'll say my email and phone number, so I'm open to people calling me as well. The phone number is 404-403-0329, direct line. And the email is my company. It's andrea.rosenthal@lifeandcareersolutions.
Is that it? So you will?
Yes, that was my next piece. Often when people email me and say, I didn't get to you, we want to make sure that that's S-O-U-L-U-T-I-O-N-S.
Okay, great. Well, now I'm going to quote-unquote open the mics, and I'm going to throw a question out to the two of you to discuss. What advice do you have for others who want to be entrepreneurs?
I'll let you go. I have some thoughts.
Okay. I think it helps to be passionate about what you're doing, because it's not for the wimps.
Okay, that's true.
I second that emotion.
These days especially, so when things are tough and you're not getting calls returned, it all depends on the nature of your business, but when you're pushing and it's not happening, to be able to recognize that this is your purpose, this is your passion, and that if you keep doing what you're doing, you will attract the right qualified clients that will appreciate what you have to offer, pay you handsomely for what you do, and recommend you to others. And that's always been my affirmation around how I attract clients, that my ideal clients fit in those three areas. So, yeah, it's all about being passionate about what you do to really mm-hmm. get you through the ups and downs of being an entrepreneur.
Okay.
Well, one, I would say I completely agree with what Trish just said, and because I think that you don't give up. Mm-hmm. You know, it's often easy at the beginning when it's a little bit harder than you think. People start with passion, which you have to have, and then sometimes something happens that it doesn't go exactly the way they thought, and it's easy to give up at that point. So, one, don't give up. If you're following what's right for you, the doors will open up, things will happen. And also, and I kind of mentioned this earlier, I'm a firm believer of finding that mentor, that coach, that individual that can support you along the way. Because one of the things I realize as an entrepreneur is that you're not going to be good at everything. I know it's a hard one, but, you know, it's you know, because as an entrepreneur, you feel like
you
I can handle it.
She looked at me when she said that.
I did notice that.
But it is for all of us. For all of us, that's a hard one, you know?
Yeah.
And so to know that, you know, it's not going to be perfect every time, and, you know, that getting support's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's a big piece, too, to see what you're really good at and to try to spend most of the time there and to get support around the things you're not.
Yeah, and support as, you know, with a coach or a mentor, but also to form that team, that virtual team around you, and recognize that even if you are good at some of that, you know, is that really where you should be spending your time? So in my case, I have a technical person that handles all my internet-related issues, and then I have a graphic designer who is great at Garen Hart, and he's great at putting together my logos, and he did my book cover and the interior and all of that. And I can say, you know, I have a new program I'm developing. Garen, can you come up with a couple of logo ideas? And within a couple of days, I've got exactly what I need, and that just helps in my branding. So for me, that's a big thing. And just to be able to kind of take a step back and think, okay, what am I doing now that's really not the best use of my time and talent? And how can I perhaps delegate that to someone else so I can focus on what's really important? I think as entrepreneurs, we tend to want to do everything ourselves, and we pride ourselves in wearing all the hats, and that's sometimes the death of an entrepreneur. So
big death, yeah.
Can I add one other thing, too? When Tricia just said that, it reminded me, too. One of the things I think that the first couple of years I didn't do, and I'm moving more toward it now, is collaboration, is that I'm doing more workshops with others.
Yeah.
You know, I'm finding other people to brainstorm with. More than just the mentor. And so, you know, like I have a workshop that called Relate to Your Mate. And there's a psychologist and I doing it together. And then there was one called Flexibility, Food, and Feelings. And so I have a nutritionist and a yoga instructor. And you know, so we're combining our interests and doing programs together. And I think that collaboration, I realized, has really helped me brainstorm other ideas and ways that I can develop my business and support others as well.
And I want to echo what you both have said about having a coach. And I think that I found that surprised a lot of people who know me or knew me when that I would have a coach. But you just have to if you want to be good. I mean, and it first started when I was doing spiritual direction. And it's a rule. If you're going to be helping people with their own spiritual direction and growth, you have to have somebody doing the same thing for you. And then just to expand that out so that you get their wisdom, but also get the people saying, you're doing what?
Right.
And then, boy, I hate that. You're doing what? I guess I'm not doing that anymore, huh? Am I? You have questions or comments for each other or for me?
That's a good one.
You can't be speechless.
What's your favorite book?
Oh, man. I've gone how many shows, Kevin, without anybody asking me that question?
Every show.
Every show.
Are you going to break down?
Oh, man. I don't know. Well, no.
I mean, besides mine.
Right. Well, good help there. Yeah, yours, and I have referred people to that book, and yeah, it is. I think, if I recall correctly, when Vanessa, my permanent guest host, was on, and she interviewed my independent contractors, the four of them, my independent contractors, and Vanessa said, "And you, Tim?" I think one of the things that I mentioned then was Dakota, written by Kathleen Norris, and she describes it as a spiritual geography. And that just hooked my attention. The idea that we can have a spiritual journey, spiritual experience, by looking at the geography that we're in, and how we relate to that and respond to it. And it's not a tree hugger book or anything like that. She is just very serious about how does where we are impact who we are. That one just, and it's one that I've read several times. I tend not to read books again. I mean, I've already read them. The idea that I could get more out of it a second time.
Yes, with fresh eyes.
But it happens, and I just and it motivates my writing, my own writing, when I go back to that, because I just seeing how she sees stuff is just amazing. Yeah, yeah. Kevin, you've been inordinately quiet.
I'm just stunned. You always bring the most driven women into this studio, and from I was raised by both my mothers had their own companies growing up, and I saw all the hardships they went through. What kind of hardships did you guys go through? Because I know it's really tough out there being a businesswoman and having to deal with all that crap that's out there.
That's a great question. It's interesting. I think the thing, and we've kind of mentioned it, but I think the thing that hit me the most awareness that I had in my own business that really was like a light bulb is what we talked about, like you can't do it all. And looking at and really having to force myself to look at what is it that's really congruent with who I am and what are the things that's not. And I think that the other piece, too, is turning down business. Was a big awareness for me, is to be able, at first I think I wanted to help everyone.
Another feeling.
Right? You know, I'm here, I'm available, the doors are open, I could do it. And then I realized that I actually am doing people a disservice than a service by saying I could help everyone. And that's where those mentors and the group of people that you can, you know, have that you can support mm-hmm. them. You know, when yeah. I've had several clients that said they wanted to write a book and, you know, tried to said, okay, I know the guy for you, you know, and the individuals that want to get to know themselves in a different way that are areas that are not my expertise. And so it's really helpful, I think, to align yourself with a group of people that you know that your clients need and that you can help them with. And At first, I think I didn't realize that, and that was a big awareness for me and a difficulty.
Okay.
Until I found those group of people.
Yeah, that was my big aha, too, is qualifying that you can't help everyone to be able to do that due diligence on the front end.
Yes.
Instead of later on go, gee, this is not working out. And just like you have your virtual team to support you, to have those virtual resources out there so that you can say, you know, I see what you want to do, and I'm not the person to do it, but here's somebody yes. that I recommend. Or ultimately a few people that you can recommend, so yes. then they can make the final choice right. if they move forward on it. I think that's really critical. You mentioned about, you know, being women in business. I don't know, Andrea, mm-hmm. I don't ever look at myself as a woman business owner. I see myself as a business owner. But if I took a step back, I'd probably say there are certain advantages to being a woman, just in our tendency to be more intuitive or insightful, that we're better listeners, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. that we tend, you know, and I don't want to pigeonhole men and women, but because Tim is a great example of a man with wonderful feminine attributes, and I mean that in the best way possible. And but, you know, to be able to listen and to genuinely want to help people, regardless of if it helps ourselves. And so I see there being a tremendous advantage to being a woman, mm-hmm. but I never look at myself as a woman business owner.
I would agree with that. Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. I think that's a similar mm-hmm. belief on my part, too. I hadn't thought about men versus women as far as how I view my business or where I move forward in my business.
Okay. You kind of put it to Andrea to give a story.
Yeah.
It's your turn. Can you give us a success story with one of your clients or one of your presentations?
Well, in addition to my talks and my workshops and my webinars, I mentor women entrepreneurs and professionals. Mm-hmm. And I do a program. It's a 3-month wisdom mentoring program. And what I like about it is we figure out what their goals are. And then over the 3 months, I work with them on using the 10 principles that I speak about and that I've written about as tools to help them achieve their goals. So it might be helping them create a vision board for their visualization of their goals. It might be using affirmations. It might be focusing more on gratitude. Sometimes I help them define their life purpose. And it's interesting. I started by working with women entrepreneurs, and then in the last couple of years, through my talks, I started to attract women professionals within organizations that were very intrapreneurial. So what I've heard from actually two women in the last year is that they received substantial promotions within their organization, and both have attributed that to the work that we did, that I got them to think about what their potential was. I got them to think about what they were saying to themselves and how to shift that. I got them to, one woman in particular, she felt like within her organization that she needed to do it all herself because she couldn't depend on anyone. And we made a shift there to, well, right now you're attracting people who are unreliable within the organization, but what if you could shift that around and start to attract the right people? So we created an affirmation about I attract people who are helpful, responsible, support my objectives, that kind of thing. And she was able to go and find those people that would support her success that ultimately led to her promotion. And that's
exciting.
Yeah, it's very, very rewarding to see that happening. One entrepreneur that I worked with, she wanted to start a speaking career to enhance mm-hmm. her business. And since I've gone through that process, I was able to make some recommendations and then work with her on the principles. And now she has a rewarding speaking career that supports the business that she has. So it's fun to see those light bulbs go off and the smiles appear as they really start to feel like they're on purpose and, and, and recognizing that just a simple some simple conscious choices can make all the difference in the world.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, since I have asked both of you to talk about the shifts that you made, people who have listened to Right Here, Right Now regularly will know that back in August we shifted here, because the first 18 months of the show or so, it was we interview business leaders, entrepreneurs, and professionals about the books they have written, are writing, or going to write someday. We shifted that to we interview business leaders, entrepreneurs, and professionals about their work and the writing that they do with their work. And that simple shift made it, one, made it a whole lot easier to get people on the show, for which I was grateful. But the second thing was I usually found that by the end of the show, I could find a way in which my company could help them in their company writing, which is part of the idea behind doing this kind of thing. But the other piece that came out was just the joy that people had in talking about what they do, just as the two of you have done today. You know, this is my baby. This is my child. This is what I do, and I'm watching it grow. And there's excitement in that.
There is.
There's a lot of excitement in that. Oh. And, you know, I attribute a lot of my growth to both of you, because as I alluded to earlier, you know, your book did impact me reading it, and then and dealing with the crave and just the gentle way you will challenge me. And it takes a lot.
Well, I don't think I mentioned to you, too, but and I'll share this with everyone, is true to Tim's purpose in life. He read my book and edited my book.
Yeah, he did.
Actually, it wasn't a big amount of edits, but on a little post-it note, he showed me where I needed to make a few corrections, which this revised version has done. So that was another impetus to getting the new book out. I thought, yeah, I probably need to. Nobody else would probably notice those mistakes, but Tim did. And I really appreciated that you went that extra mile. I didn't ask you to do that.
No,
but
you didn't.
But you knew that it would be helpful to me, and you did it.
Thank
you. Knew that I would accept it in the way, in the spirit that it was presented. So.
Yeah, and that was helpful. And Andrea, you know, you've been there when I call up and I say, help. and that's big. That is really big. And you've challenged me to really think creatively, which is not my long suit. People who have known me my lifetime would say, oh, yeah, you do. But I don't believe it inwardly. I still don't. I'm beginning to believe it now, and especially in the past few months of all the stuff that I put together and do. But you've constantly challenged me and held me accountable, and that's huge. That's huge.
Well, and if I can just say this about Tim, too, one of the things that inspires me is just exactly what we're talking about, is you're constantly looking at how can I improve, how can I serve others, what do I need to do, and how can I expand what I'm doing. And it's always motivating to me to listen to where you're going and the changes that you're making and the valuations that you're having.
Yeah. Well, great. I appreciate that. Well, you know what's happened? Happens every week. The clock is on us. And we've got to bring it to a close. Well, we always welcome your comments and suggestions about our content and our guests. If you'd like to recommend a guest or be a guest yourself on Right Here, Right Now, just send me an email at whwnbusinessradiox@gmail.com. Thank you, Kevin, for handling the controls, keeping me in line.
As always.
Thanks. And thank you also to our guests, Tricia Malloy of Malloy Communications and Wisdom at Work, and Andrea Rosenthal of Life and Career Solutions. Tricia, your contact information again.
Just, it's Working with Wisdom, and that's TriciaMalloy.com, TriciaMalloy.com. And next Thursday, the 28th of March, I have a free Crave Your Goals workshop. So if you're interested in that, go to my website.
Great.
Under Keynotes and Workshops and Events, you'll see that listed there. And you're welcome to come as my guest and enjoy a full morning of inspiration and practical tips on how to enjoy more success at work and in life.
I like that. I like that. Andrea, your contact information.
Sure. It's Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A, dot Rosenthal, at Life and Career Solutions, and that's S-O-U-L-U-T-I-O-N-S. And at the end of this month, if I can put a quick plug, the end of this month in April, I will have the workshop that we talked about earlier, Life purpose, you know, discovering and creating your life purpose, and that will be the last Sunday of the month. So
great.
You can email me or call me, and we can get that information out to you.
Good. Well, Right Here, Right Now is brought to you each week by Right Choice Services. You can learn more about Right Choice Services at www.right, spelled W-R-I-T-E, choiceservices.com. I hope you'll join us next week and tell your friends about the show. Send them an email. Invite them to listen. Right Here, Right Now broadcasts live every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time at righterightnow.businessradiox.com, and the MP3 version is available later today. I am Tim Morrison. Join us next time when business leaders, entrepreneurs, and professionals come together to discuss the power of the pen and its impact on their business right here, right now.